This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today about an issue that's been, well, if you look at it from far enough back away, it's been going on for at least 100 years. It derives from the lack of good faith of the federal government regarding entry of Western states into the United States. They were supposed to be able to come in the same way that the original colonies had come into the United States, with the same rights and responsibilities as those states did. But one of the big differences was that typically the states coming in west of the Mississippi were treated like Cinderella. And that meant in practice that the federal lands that were held by the U.S. government that were supposed to be turned over to the states were not. And that's been an irritation, to put it mildly, ever since. And every once in a while, it erupts into some kind of difficulty, trouble. The Sagebrush Rebellion was mostly political, and it was a reflection of Western landowners' dissatisfaction with the way they were being treated by the federal government. Well, unhappily, this long-term problem broke out in a very ugly fashion when some people were at the Malheur Wildlife Preserve in Oregon, something which is not a constitutional provision of our United States Constitution. And from that time, there was a series of events that, evidently, looking back, we might say was set in motion, and a rancher who had come to that part of Oregon to help give voice to the lament of the West, if you will, Lavoie Finicum, was shot in the back 3 times, unarmed. He was obviously not the shooter. So to talk about this whole issue, I've got the great pleasure of having Jeanette Finicum, Lavoie Finicum's widow, to discuss these issues. Hopefully we're going to be able to move the issue a little bit along so that finally the federal government under the new president might actually look at this and do something. Because for the longest time, the only reaction has been to lie, cover up, move along, nothing to see here. Jeanette Finicum, thanks so much for being willing to be with us.
Thank you so much, Larry, for having me today.
You've got, why don't we, because we have a little bit of time still, let's just try to set the stage even more than I was able to do in the introduction, and let you speak as to why your husband and others that were at the Malheur Wildlife Preserve were there and what their concerns were and their understanding, which I happen to agree with, of the Constitution and the lack of appropriateness of federal occupation. So why don't you just kind of give us an understanding of why Lavoie Finicum and others took the action that they did?
Well, I think that you kind of set it up pretty well in reference to how things went as new states came into the Union. The lands in the West were not given to the states. The federal government did hold on to them, and there is where the beginning problem lies. In reference to Malheur, my husband went up there in behalf of the Hammonds. He saw what was happening to them. They had had a prescribed burn that had got out of control and had burned, I guess there were two different burns. It could, a total amount of acreage was 101 acres that was burned of the BLM land. And the BLM then filed charges against them. And under the
let me jump in and ask a question at this very point. This control burn is a form of land management,
I understand.
Is this not something, if I read this correctly, remember correctly, this is a procedure that the BLM itself from time to time has employed?
Oh, absolutely. They're doing it all the time all across the country.
But for the Hammonds, it was a 5-year trip to jail.
Yes, it was a 5-year trip because they used the Patriot Act against its own citizens, labeled them as a terrorist. And that, with that said, it was a mandatory 5-year
trip. You know, that's something I hadn't realized. And the Patriot Act is up for renewal. That provision that was used, if I'm not mistaken, to do what was done to the Hammonds, that's up for reauthorization as you and I record this show. I'm glad we're having this conversation because that's going to give us a legislative target, if you'll permit the phrase, for us to take a look at and see if we can't get the Congress to close that section of the Patriot Act down. They haven't caught any Muslim terrorists, but they sure have bagged some hardworking American ranchers, and that's just pretty outrageous. But I interrupted. Go ahead. I hope you can keep your train of thought.
Well, I don't know about keeping my train, but I'll try to go from where I was. You know, the Hammonds had been found guilty because of the 101 acres that was burned of BLM land. They found them guilty in the court of law. The judge found that it was he just didn't agree with what was happening, and so he gave them the lightest sentence that he thought he possibly could by giving the son 3 months and the father 3 months and the son a year in prison. Now, after they had served their time, there had been a change in administration. Obama came in, and there was a change of judges, and the BLM didn't like the fact that they did not serve the full 5 mandatory years. And so they took them back to court, and the new judge ordered them back to prison. And so that kind of sets the stage about what happened with the Hammonds. Everybody was just appalled. But these good men, these hardworking Americans, these producers, were headed to jail for something that the BLM does often, destroys property in the wake, and then is never even held responsible to restore that property that they've destroyed.
And among other constitutional niceties that you've just described getting run over is that of a prohibition on double jeopardy. They, however rightly or wrongly, they'd had their day in court, and the consequences had been meted out. And now, in effect, they get a double dose.
Yeah, because they felt that the 5-year mandatory sentence that was attached to this crime had not been fulfilled, they consider that not double jeopardy. However, a lot of people see it as double jeopardy and that these people should have never been in prison to begin with.
Right.
And they were just trying to protect their own ranch, they started the burn to stop the fire that was headed to destroy their home and their livelihood. It's what happens all the time across the country with firefighters and the BLM and other situations for service. So that is what happened. That my husband was called on New Year's Day and asked if he would like to go support the Hammond family up in Oregon. They were going to do a peaceful rally, send flowers to Mrs. Hammond. And he said, sure. So they drove all night. They got up there. And from what I understand, it did turn into something different. It was suggested that they go to Malheur. And my husband went to continue the stand, the peaceful demonstration, to continue to educate the people about land's rights, about their rights as ranchers, and to encourage people to stand up peacefully to demonstrate and to insist upon their rights, and that they push back the oppressive government that was there taking and eating up all of the rangeland and the loggers and the miners in that area. Everything, that whole area is just
That's fine. We'll pick up after these announcements coming up on break. And our conversation with Jeanette Finicum, who has become, unhappily I would say, because of why, but has become a major spokesman for the West and what the federal government's been doing. We'll be back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Back in my conversation with Jeanette Finicum, we're talking about the predicament of people in the West, particularly ranchers, who have not been able to use lands held by the federal government, even though those lands should have been turned over to their states when their states entered the Union, more or less 100 years ago now. And as a result, we see a federal government that has engaged in such outrageous and unpunished behavior as the murder of some people in the Weaver family, of what was done at Waco, where the feds are responsible for the death of some 80, give or take, people at that place. And now we've got another situation, happily only one fatality, but the same principle. A government that just seems to think they are above the law, can do what they want, no consequences. And as a result, we've got Lavoie Finicum, a rancher from Arizona who had come up to Oregon, where the Malheur Wildlife Preserve is located, to stand with them, because in effect their cause was his cause. He's a he was somebody using these lands that are unconstitutionally held by the federal government, and so his ox was being gored every bit as much as the people in Oregon. And by the way, I'd like to just add a kind of a personal note. When the Bundy confrontation was underway in Nevada, in the county that includes Las Vegas, I was on my way to stand with them at a news conference. It was going to be held on a Monday, and I remember very well, I was driving in my car about 10:30 when Stuart Rhodes, the head and spokesman of the Oath Keepers, called me to say that the news conference was canceled. And I was really perplexed. You know, why would that be? Well, the feds have gone away. They just disappeared that morning shortly before Stuart had called me. So I'd have been about 7:30 out in Nevada. And that was the kind of ending that we were kind of looking for in Oregon. But apparently the Obama administration didn't have quite as tight a rein as they should have, or maybe it was because of the Obama administration setting a tone of hostility to the West in general.
I really think that was it. I dropped the call for a minute, Larry. I'm sorry, I'm back.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine, because I was doing a very wordy intro, and so I'm glad that you're back, because I didn't know that we'd had that technical problem. But in any case, I was just trying to point out that this was not a new problem that your husband and others were trying to deal with and bring attention to, and in a peaceful fashion. And I think I'd like to take a something that's rather frequently said by a talk show host here in Washington, D.C., Chris Plant. I like to give credit when I'm quoting and taking other people's material. But when he's describing the media or the liberals, and then he'll say, but then I repeat myself, he will often bring up the point, which is pretty obvious, that they're hypocrites, that double standards are the only standards that they have. His way of putting it is, without double standards, the liberals wouldn't have any standards at all. And that certainly applies to the situation that came down at the Malheur Wildlife Preserve in rural Oregon. The federal government was able to do something that anybody else would have gone to jail for. But once again, federal agents are able to do all kinds of things with impunity, up to and including murder. And that obviously, until that gets stopped and somebody at a minimum gets put in jail for that, as anybody else would be if they were to behave in such a lawless fashion, we're going to have trouble and continue to have trouble like this. And that's why, Janet Finicum, I think your story is so important, why it needs to be told, because so many people, particularly in the rest of the country, outside the mountain west or where the rangelands are located, there's really not any reason why we would understand the kind of long-time, deep-set problems and affliction that you have had to deal with in the West. And that was the background for why your husband had gone to Oregon to stand with people who were they were the point of the spear of the federal spear at that point. They were feeling the brunt of it themselves. But I think your husband correctly perceived that as an Arizona rancher on federal lands himself, there but for the grace of God went he. And so I think we'd mentioned the Hammond family, and maybe we ought to give a little background about them. You may know them, for all I know, but my understanding is that a family in the West engaged in the same kind of practice as the BLM in trying to control forest fires. You try to burn out an area and to head off the fire before it gets there, so when it gets to where you've burned, it burns out. Pretty sound idea. It's employed probably every summer throughout for all I know, throughout the country, but certainly in the West where these kinds of forest fires are prevalent or prone. And when the Hammonds did something of the same sort to try to control a fire, which could have endangered other federal lands even, they go to jail. So without double standards, the federal government apparently wouldn't have any standards at all either. So this was the background hopefully we've been able to present adequately as to why Lavoie Finicum had left a perfectly profitable business that he had ranching in Arizona and gone to relatively nearby Oregon to stand with some people that had been doing what the occupiers do in this country almost every day when they tear up a city like New York or Berkeley. That's all fine. No real problems there. Ta-ta, have a nice day. But when a peaceful protest occurs of Western ranchers who probably were, to a man, conservative Republicans, well, then that's got to be dealt with. And I think that's part of the problem, part of the hypocrisy that we're dealing with, is that there really are double standards for the application of law, which should be applied blindly, but is obviously not.
Right. So much has happened even since my husband's murder. For instance, the BLM has not let up on me. They had terminated my husband's permit. They forced the cows off rangeland, and so we're still dealing with an abusive government.
Okay, well, that's a good spot. We have to take the break anyway. Let's pick up with the continuing harassment of the Finicum family, even after they've murdered your husband. That doesn't mean they're sorry and they're going to quit. We're going to be back, folks. Don't go away.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, thank you so much for joining with us today. I am delighted to have as a guest Jeanette Finnicum, who is filling us in on some of the horrendous details of the murder of her husband by people that you and I pay the salaries for, federal agents in near a wildlife preserve in Oregon. You've had a lot of legal bills to deal with and other expenses, Jeanette, and I would like to, I know that you've got a place where people can go online to contribute, and I want to make sure we get that out now and hopefully at least once again before we run out of time on the show. So where can folks go if they want to get information about you and your husband, about the whole cause of the West, and more importantly, perhaps, than anything else, where can they donate? Because you've got legal bills, I'm sure, that just won't quit.
Right. I'm currently in litigation with the BLM trying to fight for my right to choose which profession I would like to have here and run my ranch as my husband did. And so you can go to onecowboystandforfreedom.com. On that website, there is a legal aid button, but you can also purchase my husband's book that he wrote prior to his death. That was how he was wanting to combat what he saw happening here in America, the loss of our freedoms and rights as we know it. And so he thought he could do it in a story form, with that novel, Only by Blood and Suffering, Regaining Lost Freedom. And so we were had just started marketing it just before he went up to the Hammond Ranch to stand in behalf of them. And since his death, the BLM has terminated my right to run my cows on our range. And I am constantly trying to get in contact with them, and they refuse to have any correspondence with me or my attorneys at all.
Boy, would I love to do that if the IRS decided to come after
wouldn't
me.
Wouldn't that be something if we could do the same? But no, there is legal ramifications when we don't jump through the same hoops. And when we were talking earlier about double standards, where I'm finding that true in the administration here. They follow the rules that they want to, their own regulations. They will follow the ones that they want to follow. But when there are regulations on their books that would benefit me in my case, they tell us that they don't do it that way. They get to pick and choose which regulations to follow, but they expect all of us to follow every rule of law. And that is not, and there are so many laws on the books now, it's impossible for all of us to be able to follow every rule that these legislators and congressmen and senators continue to put us. We need to step back. We need to take evaluate what's there. I know that the Bundys have suffered a great deal. They are suffering now, you know, going through the court system there. The judge that is not following the Constitution, that is subverting the rule of law in her own courtroom, controlling what the jurors can hear and what they can't hear, actually picking some of the jurors. What is going on that the American people is unaware of is atrocious. We do not have a press that tells us the truth. We have a media that is in their back pocket that follows the agenda that they are given. The buzzwords that they're given, they continue to spew so that they can affect the minds of the American people, that we will be like drones and manipulated by their words. We need to get outside of the normal press and news organizations that will give us the truth, like Larry, like Alex Jones, like Glenn Beck. We've got lots of different avenues that we can choose
right
from. We need to get outside of the mainstream media because we are being lied to on a daily, hourly basis.
Well, and one of the things that we can use when people, by just putting in your name or your husband's name, up will pop a bunch of YouTube accounts of some of the radio interviews.
My
some
husband,
of the it's.
He did do a lot of interviews. He did some personal YouTube. He has his own YouTube channel. You can hear in his own words what he stood for, what he believed in. I would be careful in going to places like Google and Wikipedia because, again, they mission even on the internet to read lies. We've tried to correct some of those things, but it to no avail. There was something that I read in Tom DeWeese's book called Erased. It was a quote that he did. And let me read this. The first step in liquidating a people is to erase its memory, destroy its books, its culture, and its history.
Mm-hmm.
Then have somebody write new books, manufacture a new culture, invent a new history. And before long, the nation will begin to forget what it is and what it was. The world around it will forget even faster, end quote. And I find that to be so true. And that is the agenda, to change America as we knew it. And it is happening right before our eyes. We're watching in so many different ways, the America that we love, the America that the founders worked so hard to put together, the America that we grew up in is disappearing before our eyes. And these ranchers, these farmers, these loggers, these miners are some of the last here on the West that are fighting for their right to be able to do what it is that they love to do.
And one of the things that we can do is get books in paper into people's hands. And I'm glad you brought that up. Tom DeWeese, of course, has a book, and I've interviewed him about that. But Only by Blood and Suffering is available online. And certainly OneCowboyStandForFreedom.com is a place to get it. And, folks, I would urge you to get Lavoie Finicum's book, because it deals with these issues that are so critical to the West and thus to the rest of the country. Get it in paper so that the games that can be played on the Internet, as anywhere else in the media, can't take advantage of your knowledge if it's there in hard copy in a piece of paper.
Right.
That's,
they can't manipulate the facts if you have them in front of
right.
you.
Whereas yeah. when we go online, we can hope that if you go to a place like OneCowboyStandForFreedom.com or GunOwners.org, you're going to find something that hasn't been fiddled with. But when you've got it in paper, you know for sure. And if you don't know the exact address of something like OneCowboyStandForFreedom.com, you may or may not get the right search result because, Jeanette, as you've already mentioned, Google's not the most trustworthy outfit in town. And I try to use any other search engine I can besides Google. I don't want them to get the money, and I don't want me to get their view of what I should know, because I don't think I really appreciate most of their views. So,
right.
But let's give folks an account of what happened. This was just so monstrous because the day that your husband was murdered, he's driving a truck or an SUV. I'm not completely sure, but he's driving a vehicle.
He's driving his truck, and they're headed to John Day to a group of 350 people who are waiting to hear from Ammon and Ryan and Lavoie about property rights and what they can do as individuals and ranchers and farmers and loggers in that area that have been put out of business, what they could do to stand for their property rights.
And you know, so it's worth pointing out, you mentioned being put out of business, that
right.
Haney County, where I guess this occurred, used to be a very prosperous area, lumber being the backbone of the economy, and it was a wonderful place to raise a family, lots of jobs, lots of good incomes, and now it is the most depressed county, I'm told, in the state of Oregon, thanks to the federal government that has a hostility to private business. They think they own those forest lands, that we, the people, are interlopers on their property. And I think that was accountable for a good deal of the animus that ended up pulling the trigger that killed your husband. Talking with Jeanette Finicum, we're talking about the whole issue of the West and its ability to survive economically and politically against a federal government that's been very hostile. We're hoping that the new president is going to do something about it. We're going to be back, so don't go away. More with Jeanette Finicum.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
I'm happy to be talking today with Jeanette Finnicum. She is now one of our country's major spokesmen for life in the West. Her website is onecowboystandforfreedom.com. Unhappily, maybe a prophetic title of her husband's novel that you can find there at that website, Only by Blood and Suffering. And, oh my, has that ever been what you've had to deal with in your family, Jeanette? And it kind of brings it up close and personal that the fight for freedom still can involve blood and suffering. It's not just the microphone that I'm privileged to sit behind, but people out in the rest of the country sometimes come up to these arrogant federal agents who think they're our boss, and they have totally lost the idea they work for us. And so,
yeah, they're the servant, right? They're supposed to serve the people, not control and kill people. You know, that day that my husband was murdered, there were federal officers who manipulated and evidence at the scene, lied. And we are fortunate that one of the FBI agents involved in that has been indicted and will be standing trial the end of August. There are four other FBI agents who are still currently under investigation for helping to cover up this other officer's lies and removal of evidence from the scene of my husband's murder. And so I question, you know, the whole integrity of the event. You know, why were they there with a kill stop to begin with? These men had no warrants out for their arrest, felons.
Imagine, warrant. This was something that happened on the whim of the government agents that were involved in this
I think
enterprise.
It goes higher than that, Larry. I really think it goes higher than that because Senator Walden from Oregon had made the comment to Coin6 News that the virus was spreading, which was freedom and the message of the Constitution, and they did not want the virus to continue spreading. And in correspondence, the Governor Brown there to Loretta Lynch and FBI Director Comey, in letters that I have, it shows where they wanted this matter taken care of and swiftly resolved at any cost. And so what did they do? 2-3 days later, they set up this kill stop, which in the end murdered my husband. And
by the way, folks,
the intention of murdering everybody in that truck.
This is all something that people can see. You can go online. There's video from some of the ladies that were in the car and the vehicle that Lavoie Finicum was driving.
But what's important to note is that the officials of that state reached out to our to the Attorney General and reached out to our FBI Director, then Comey. And they were also involved in how they handled this. Like you said earlier in your program, other protests that are much more violent in nature and destructive for personal property and businesses, they are allowed to roam free and destroy at whim. And these men were peaceful. These men and women were peaceful. They were demonstrating. They were talking. They were using their voices and their knowledge to try to teach and educate the populace. And that was what was more dangerous than the destruction.
Much more
of
dangerous.
For other
Imagine.
Persons.
Let's set up a comparison
dangerous.
That's, for me anyway, a lot easier to grasp because it's a particular. The mayor of Baltimore, when there was a lot of uprising some several months ago now, said that there would be zones where the rioters could operate. I noted at the time that her house was not anywhere near one of those zones. But it was okay with her that businesses and other places
other
were...
people's property.
Other people's property were being trashed like crazy. And that's dealt with sympathetically in spite of the violent outcome and the fact that you had official sanctioning, not even that tacit, of what was going on. Because... And then
President
here
Obama
you've got
say?
Lavoie Finicum driving a truck with some women in it, and there's a whole lot. The video that was made at the time shows right there that the feds have been lying through their teeth. There were a lot more shots fired than the three that were put into Lavoie Finicum's back. And by the way, he was
Absolutely.
Shot in the back. Unarmed. That's on video. It doesn't take rocket science to reach a conclusion that he was murdered. And hopefully, it's happening very slowly, but hopefully the net is beginning to close around some of these federal agents. And it would be really rather remarkable if we finally get federal agents locked up. I'll believe it when I see it, but that's something that we should be striving to accomplish. And, of course, that's part of why you need funds for continuing
right.
this legal fight. OneCowboysStandForFreedom.com is a very important place to have noted, folks. OneCowboysStandForFreedom.com, because Jeanette Finicum is continuing to litigate to try to get this thing broken out more into the open. Happily, we've got video recorders on our phones now, and some of this has gotten out, much to the chagrin of the federal government.
Right.
But we've got so much.
Can I make?
Absolutely.
Can I make a comment? You know, I know that I want the people who murdered my husband to be held accountable, but I feel that there is so many people who were right there with that one officer that pulled the trigger that were much more responsible in my mind. And we need to even go to our police academies and look at how our police are being trained and what they're being taught. Because they're really being desensitized and taught to be more militarized and more and to not they're not taught about the Constitution and about our rights.
And let me underscore what you're saying, because it gets
yes.
even worse if they're sent to what amounts to, in their mind, the Honor Academy. If they're sent to Quantico, where the
right.
FBI has its training
right.
facility, well, that's the creme de la creme that go there, and they are inculcated with this federal government is the most authoritative source of what the law is in our country. And
they're being taught that a constitutionalist that that someone, a patriot who stands up and waves the flag is the enemy. Where did that happen? Why
is
that
fostered.
We need to look at the bigger picture.
Yeah, it's fostered in the way the police are trained, and it's only by the grace of God that many of them still don't buy into that.
I have to say that there are so many good police men and women in this country that serve us, and I'm really grateful for that. I am not anti-police. I'm pro-responsible government. I'm pro-responsible limited government in all levels, and that includes the police. I am pro-responsible police officers. I'm pro-responsible Fed FBI officers. We need to get back to the Constitution. They need to be taught that and what that means. And then when we as a patriot or we as a American citizen is standing up and defending our rights, they need to understand what that means and not take it so, you know, when you're holding a gun, you have your Second Amendment right to peacefully stand with and be armed without using it. Till you have that gun in your hand and you are posing a threat to someone else, that's when you need to have some intervention. But
you know,
somebody just having one doesn't make it lethal.
That's right. Oh, absolutely. And there's this misconception that's propagated enthusiastically by the media that just having a gun is somehow a terroristic act.
You don't deserve to die just because you have one.
Well, that, of course, was the view of George III, and apparently it's the view still of too many of our federal and state employees. And sadly, even the elected sheriff of the county out there doesn't seem to get it. He's pretty deficient in his understanding. So it seems to me that one of the things we can do at the federal level, where Gun Owners of America operates, and we're going to be doing what we can to find ways to bring this about, is to cut the funding for the BLM, for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. These agencies have no constitutional warrant, and they're the ones that have been at the scene of these major federal crimes, be they the murder of Lavoie Finicum or the Weaver family's that murder scene or Waco. These agencies don't even need an actual law signed by the president, although it's possible President Trump might sign some piece of legislation dealing with this. But if the money is specifically taken out of the budget, none of these funds may be used for the Bureau of Land Management to operate in the state of Oregon. Well, man, that would be pretty specific and take care of business. Jeanette Finnegan, we're out of time. Hope folks will go to OneCowboyStandForFreedom.com
and
get the book that her husband wrote, Only by Blood and Suffering. A little bit prophetic there, I'm afraid.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.